The greatest thing in the world is to know how to belong to oneself. These profound words by Michel de Montaigne, a celebrated French philosopher, serve as a gateway to our exploration today. This quote, seemingly simple, harbors a deep ocean of meaning and reflection. It brings us face to face with one of the most misunderstood and undervalued aspects of human existence, the art of enjoying solitude. In today's world, where connectivity is constant and solitude is often equated with loneliness or social isolation, the idea of finding joy in being alone seems almost revolutionary. The societal lens often paints being alone with a gray brush, coloring it as something to be avoided, an indicator of social unpopularity or emotional distress. However, this perspective misses the profound richness that it can offer. Montaigne, who spent a significant portion of his life in quiet reflection and writing, understood the power of solitude. His works, which have stood the test of time, are a testament to the depth of thought and understanding that can be achieved when one turns inward. In his writings, Montaigne advocates for a life of self-reliance and introspection. He suggests that true contentment and understanding come from within, not from the external world of social accolades or material possessions. The idea of belonging to oneself is both empowering and challenging. It requires a person to dive into the depths of their being, to confront their fears, desires, and the very essence of who they are. This journey is not for the faint of heart. It asks for courage, for the strength to face oneself in the mirror of solitude and to accept what is seen. But the rewards of this journey are immeasurable. In the words of Montaigne, this self-belonging opens the door to the greatest thing in the world. But why is this journey so important? In solitude, we find a rare opportunity to disconnect from the external noise that constantly bombards our senses. It's in these moments of quiet that our mind has the space to wander, to explore, and to create without boundaries. The stillness of solitude acts as a canvas for the mind, allowing thoughts and ideas to flow freely, untainted by the expectations and judgments of others. It's a state where creativity is not just a possibility, but a natural occurrence. Moreover, it's a crucible for self-discovery. It's in the silence of being alone that we can truly listen to ourselves. We can hear the whispers of our deepest desires, the subtle hints of our true passions, and the often ignored voice of our intuition. This self-awareness is the cornerstone of a fulfilling life. It informs our choices, guides our actions, and shapes our future. This path also leads to resilience. In spending time alone, we learn to rely on ourselves. We develop the strength to face life's challenges without the need for constant external support. This independence is liberating. It instills a sense of confidence and self-assuredness that is visible to the world. Yet the beauty of being alone is not just in the profound self-discovery and creativity it fosters. It's also in the simple, peaceful moments it offers, the quiet morning walks, the stillness of a night sky, the unadulterated pleasure of a book read by the window. In these moments, solitude is a gentle reminder of the beauty of simplicity, of the joy found in the small, often unnoticed aspects of life. In embracing this idea, we also learn to appreciate the value of social connections more deeply. The contrast between our moments alone and the time spent with others becomes more pronounced. We begin to cherish our relationships, not out of a need for constant companionship, but from a place of genuine appreciation and understanding. Enjoying solitude is not just about being alone. It's about discovering a hidden superpower within ourselves. It's about finding peace, creativity, and strength in our own company. It's about learning to belong to ourselves, as Michel de Montaigne so eloquently put it. I live in that solitude which is painful in youth, but delicious in the years of maturity. Albert Einstein once remarked, "Capturing the transformative journey from the discomfort of aloneness in our younger years to the rich appreciation of it as we grow older." This evolution in our relationship with being alone mirrors our journey of self-discovery and personal growth. In youth, the idea of spending time by ourselves often comes laden with fears of loneliness or social rejection. Yet, as we mature, we come to realize that these quiet moments are not just gaps in our social calendar, but precious opportunities for introspection and self-understanding. The process of self-discovery is akin to an artist first facing a blank canvas. Initially, there's hesitation, a fear of the empty space, but gradually, as the artist's brush moves, a picture starts to emerge. Similarly, when we first begin to spend time with ourselves, we might feel discomfort or restlessness. However, as we continue this practice, layers of our personality, our desires, and our fears begin to reveal themselves. It is in these moments of reflection that we often find the most honest version of ourselves. This honesty is vital. It is the foundation upon which we can build a life that truly reflects who we are, not who we think we should be. Journaling, for instance, is an activity that can significantly aid this process. It allows us to converse with ourselves, to ask questions and ponder answers without judgment. Through writing, we can track our thoughts and emotions, observe patterns, and make connections that might not be apparent in the chaos of everyday life. Similarly, meditation offers a pathway to inner silence, a state where the noise of the world fades away, leaving us in a space of deep clarity and calm. Here, in the quietness, we can listen to the whispers of our inner voice, often drowned out in the din of our routine lives. Albert Einstein's perspective on aloneness as a tool for maturation resonates profoundly with this idea of self-discovery. His words suggest a recognition that the journey towards understanding oneself and the world is not one that can be undertaken amidst the constant distractions of a bustling life. It requires moments of isolation, periods where the mind can wander freely, unencumbered by the demands of society or the expectations of others. In these periods of reflection, our understanding of the world and our place in it crystallizes. We start to see things from a broader perspective, recognizing the interconnectedness of our experiences and the wider universe. This process of maturation through aloneness is not just about introspection, but also about building a relationship with oneself that is rooted in acceptance and understanding. It is about learning to appreciate our own company, to find comfort in our thoughts and dreams. This self-companionship becomes a source of strength, allowing us to face the world with confidence and resilience. It teaches us that while companionship and love from others are important, our first and most enduring relationship is with ourselves. As we evolve in our understanding of ourselves, our approach to personal growth also shifts. We begin to recognize that growth is not always about doing more or being more. Sometimes it is about being still, about listening and understanding. It is in these moments of stillness that we often find the insights that propel us forward, that help us to break through barriers and overcome obstacles. The journey of self-discovery and personal growth through aloneness is a paradoxical one. In stepping away from the world, we find a deeper connection to it. In turning inward, we discover universal truths, and in embracing the pain of isolation in youth, we unlock the delicious richness of maturity, a state where we are at peace with ourselves and the world around us. This journey is an essential part of the human experience, one that enriches our lives in myriad, often unexpected ways. Without great solitude, no serious work is possible. Pablo Picasso, A luminary in the world of art once stated, shedding light on the profound relationship between creative work and the quietness of being alone. Picasso's insight reveals an essential truth about creativity. It often thrives in environments where the mind is free from the clamor and distraction of the outside world. This tranquility, often found when one is by themselves, becomes a fertile ground for ideas to germinate, grow, and flourish. In the realm of creativity, the absence of external stimuli serves as a catalyst for the mind to explore uncharted territories. When we are alone, our mind is not bound by the immediate demands of our surroundings or the expectations of others. This freedom allows our thoughts to wander, to explore the recesses of imagination and possibility. In this state, ideas that may seem unconventional or even radical in a social setting can be contemplated and nurtured. The history of art, literature, and science is replete with examples of individuals who found their most profound ideas in moments of isolation. Engaging in creative activities alone, such as writing, painting, or brainstorming, is not just about producing something new. It is a process of self-discovery, a conversation between the creator and their inner self. When writing, for instance, the writer is not just putting words on a page. They are uncovering parts of their identity, beliefs, and perspectives that might not be evident even to themselves. Similarly, when painting, the artist does not merely create a visual expression, but embarks on a journey of personal expression and emotional exploration. These activities, when done in isolation, are unfiltered expressions of one's inner world, untainted by the need for external approval or validation. Picasso's emphasis on solitude as essential for serious creative work underlines the importance of a personal space where one's creative energies can be focused without interruption. This uninterrupted focus is crucial in the process of innovation and creation. It allows for a deep immersion in the task at hand, often leading to breakthroughs and insights that might not be achievable in a more distracted setting. The uninterrupted stream of consciousness that flows in these moments can lead to connections and ideas that are truly original and groundbreaking. Furthermore, the act of engaging in creative pursuits alone is in itself a form of meditation. It allows for a mindfulness that is deeply connected to the present moment, where the mind is fully engaged with the creative process. This engagement can be therapeutic, providing a respite from the stresses and strains of everyday life. The act of creation becomes a source of joy and fulfillment, an end in itself, rather than a means to an external goal. This relationship between creativity and being alone is not just limited to traditionally creative fields such as art or literature. It extends to all areas of life, including business, science, and technology. For instance, brainstorming business ideas or solving complex scientific problems often requires a level of concentration and creative thinking that is best achieved in a quiet, uninterrupted environment. The stories of entrepreneurs conceptualizing ideas in their garages or scientists having breakthroughs in solitary walks are testaments to the power of this creative solitude. The quietness of being by oneself is not just a space for relaxation or escape from the world. It is a dynamic and powerful environment where creativity is nurtured and cultivated. It is a space where the mind is free to explore, to innovate, and to create without boundaries. In embracing this tranquility, we open ourselves up to a world of endless possibilities and untapped potential. We allow ourselves to delve deeper into our thoughts and ideas, creating work that is not just serious, but often revolutionary. In solitude, the mind gains strength and learns to lean upon itself. Lawrence Stern eloquently captures the essence of how being alone can fortify the mind and spirit. This concept is pivotal in understanding the role of introspective periods in developing resilience, inner strength, and independence. These qualities are not just desirable traits, they are the bedrock upon which a confident and self-sufficient individual is built. The journey towards cultivating these characteristics often begins in quiet introspection, away from the external world's influence and noise. When we spend time in isolation, we are compelled to face ourselves in a way that is often impossible in the company of others. It is in these moments that we encounter our fears, doubts, and insecurities head-on. This confrontation, though challenging, is a crucial step in building resilience. It teaches us to find solutions within ourselves, to develop coping mechanisms that are personally effective, and to emerge stronger from each encounter. The process of overcoming these internal challenges is what forges the resilience that helps us navigate the external challenges of life. Building inner strength is similar to muscle training in physical fitness. Just as muscles grow stronger when they are exercised and pushed to their limits, the mind too develops fortitude when it is challenged. Engaging in activities alone, such as solo travel or learning a new skill, can be akin to a workout for the mind. These experiences push us out of our comfort zones and challenge our perceived limitations. They teach us to rely on our judgment, make decisions independently, and trust in our abilities. The sense of accomplishment that comes from successfully navigating a solo trip or mastering a new skill alone is a profound builder of inner strength. Lawrence Stern's perspective on the mind gaining strength in isolation underscores the importance of self-reliance. The ability to lean upon oneself is not born out of arrogance or a disdain for others' support. Rather, it is a recognition of one's own capabilities and the confidence to rely on them. This self-reliance is a powerful tool in life. It enables us to approach challenges with the belief that we have the resources within ourselves to overcome them. It also fosters a sense of independence that is liberating, knowing that while we may appreciate and seek the company and assistance of others, our success and well-being are not wholly dependent on them. Moreover, the pursuit of activities alone has an intrinsic value that goes beyond building resilience and inner strength. It cultivates a sense of independence that is deeply empowering. This independence is not just about being physically alone. It's about the mental and emotional autonomy that comes from knowing that one is capable of self-sustenance and self-direction. It's about the freedom to choose one's path, make decisions based on personal convictions, and live a life that is authentically one's own. The development of these qualities through periods of isolation is not a linear or easy journey. It involves moments of doubt, fear, and even failure. However, it is through navigating these challenges alone that we truly grow. Each obstacle overcome, each decision made, and each new skill learned while alone adds a layer to our resilience, strengthens our inner core, and bolsters our independence. Lawrence Stern's insight into the strengthening effect of isolation on the mind is a profound observation of human development. The journey through isolation is not just about enduring being alone. It's about what we learn, how we grow, and the strength we gain in the process. It's about developing the resilience to face life's adversities, the inner strength to stand firm in our convictions, and the independence to carve our own path. I go to nature to be soothed and healed, and to have my senses put in order. John Burroughs' words poignantly capture the essence of the transformative power of immersing oneself in the natural world. This connection with nature, especially when experienced alone, has a profound impact on our mental and physical well-being. It is in the embrace of the natural world that we find a unique type of peace and rejuvenation. One that is markedly different from the restorative experiences found in our daily urban environments. The act of spending time in nature away from the distractions and demands of modern life, offers a chance for deep reflection and reconnection with the simpler aspects of existence. Nature, in its vastness and beauty, provides a perspective that is both humbling and enlightening. It reminds us of our place in the larger scheme of things, reducing the weight of individual concerns and challenges. This perspective shift is not just mentally liberating, it also has tangible effects on our physical well-being. Research has shown that time spent in natural settings can reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and improve overall mood. Engaging in nature-related activities like hiking, nature walks, or gardening allows for an immersion in this therapeutic environment. Hiking, for instance, is not just a physical activity. It's a journey through different landscapes, each with its own story and beauty. It provides a sense of accomplishment and progression, mirroring the journey of personal growth. Nature walks, on the other hand, offer a more gentle immersion, where the focus is on the small details, the sound of leaves underfoot, the patterns of light and shadow, the symphony of birdsong. This attention to detail fosters mindfulness, anchoring us in the present moment and clearing the clutter from our minds. Gardening, too, is a deeply fulfilling activity that connects us with the cycle of life. It teaches patience, care, and the joy of nurturing. Watching something grow and thrive under our care is a powerful metaphor for personal growth and development. It reinforces the idea that with time, care, and effort, beautiful things can emerge, both in our gardens and in our lives. John Burroughs' quote beautifully encapsulates the healing power of nature. It suggests that nature has a way of organizing and clarifying our thoughts. In the chaos of everyday life, our senses are constantly bombarded with stimuli, leading to a sense of overload and fragmentation. Nature simplifies this complexity, providing a space where our senses can recalibrate. The sound of a river, the sight of a mountain vista, the smell of a forest after rain, these experiences have a way of aligning our internal compass, giving us a sense of direction and purpose. The solitude experience in nature is not one of isolation, but of connection. It is a connection to the earth, to the cycle of life, and to the deeper, often unacknowledged parts of ourselves. In the stillness of a forest or the expanse of a desert, we find a sense of belonging that is both ancient and deeply personal. This connection transcends the immediate, touching on something eternal and universal. In nature, we also find a mirror for our emotions and experiences. The changing seasons, the cycles of growth and decay, the resilience of flora and fauna, all resonate with our own experiences of change, loss, and resilience. This resonance provides comfort and understanding, reminding us that we are not alone in our journey through life. The joy of being alone in nature is a multifaceted experience. It offers healing, clarity, and a deep connection with the world around us. It provides a space for reflection, growth, and rejuvenation. In embracing the solitude offered by nature, we open ourselves to a world of beauty, wisdom, and healing. We find a sanctuary where our senses can be realigned, our minds can find peace, and our spirits can soar. Loneliness is the poverty of self. Solitude is the richness of self. May Sarton's words offer a profound distinction between loneliness and being alone, a theme central to understanding and embracing the power of one's own company. This differentiation is crucial, as misconceptions about loneliness often lead to a fear of spending time alone. A fear that can deprive us of the many benefits that introspective solitude can bring. Loneliness is typically characterized by a feeling of emptiness and isolation, a sense that something is missing, often accompanied by sadness or anxiety. It is an emotional response to a perceived lack of connection or companionship. Solitude, in contrast, is a state of being alone without being lonely. It is a conscious choice to spend time with oneself, an opportunity to engage in reflection, creativity, and personal growth. Unlike loneliness, which is often seen as a negative state, solitude can be a rich and fulfilling experience, a time of self-enrichment and discovery. One of the first steps in overcoming the fear of loneliness is understanding and acknowledging these differences. Recognizing that being alone does not inherently mean one is lonely paves the way for a more positive relationship with oneself. It allows for the recognition that one can be alone and still feel connected, content, and fulfilled. Mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools in this journey of understanding and embracing being alone. These practices encourage a deep engagement with the present moment and with one's own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, understanding that they are transient and do not define us. This awareness helps in disentangling ourselves from negative thought patterns associated with loneliness and in cultivating a more compassionate and accepting relationship with ourselves. Meditation, on the other hand, allows us to delve deeper into our inner world. It provides a space for us to confront and process our fears, anxieties, and the root causes of our loneliness. This introspective process can be transformative, leading to a greater understanding of ourselves and our needs. It empowers us to seek fulfillment and contentment from within, rather than relying solely on external sources. May Sarton's quote beautifully highlights the enrichment that comes from embracing and enjoying one's own company. This enrichment is multifaceted. It includes the development of a stronger sense of self-awareness, a deeper understanding of one's values, beliefs, and desires. It fosters independence and self-reliance, qualities that are essential for a fulfilling and resilient life. It opens up the space for creativity and introspection, allowing us to explore new ideas, revisit old passions, and discover hidden facets of our personality. Another key strategy in overcoming the fear of loneliness is redefining the narrative around being alone. Society often stigmatizes being alone, equating it with being unsocial or undesirable. Challenging this narrative involves recognizing the value and importance of spending time with oneself. It's about seeing this time as an opportunity for growth, relaxation, and rejuvenation. By shifting our perspective, we can begin to appreciate the moments we spend alone, valuing them as much as the time we spend with others. Moreover, engaging in activities that we enjoy alone can further help in overcoming the fear of loneliness. Whether it's pursuing a hobby, learning a new skill, or simply taking a walk, these activities can be deeply satisfying. They provide a sense of accomplishment and joy that is derived independently, reinforcing the idea that our happiness and fulfillment do not solely depend on the presence of others. Overcoming the fear of loneliness and embracing the richness of being alone is a journey of re-education and self-discovery. It involves distinguishing between loneliness and solitude, using tools like mindfulness and meditation to foster a deeper understanding and acceptance of oneself, and reshaping the narrative around being alone. By embracing these principles, we open ourselves to a world of self-enrichment, where being alone is not a state to be feared, but a state to be cherished and celebrated. It is a journey that leads to a stronger, more resilient, and more fulfilled self, capable of finding joy and contentment from within. We need solitude because when we're alone, we're free from obligations. We don't need to put on a show, and we can hear our own thoughts. Tamim Ansari insightfully highlights the liberating aspect of being alone. This statement underscores the importance of finding a balance between social interaction and personal time. In our increasingly connected world, where the lines between public and private life are often blurred, maintaining this balance is crucial for a well-rounded and fulfilling life. This equilibrium is not just about time management, it's about nurturing both our social selves and our inner selves. The freedom from obligations and the absence of a need to put on a show that Ansari speaks of is a significant benefit of spending time alone. In social settings, there is often a conscious or unconscious pressure to conform to certain norms and expectations. We tailor our words, actions, and even thoughts to fit into the social fabric around us. While this adaptability is a valuable social skill, it can also be exhausting and at times inauthentic. In contrast, when we're alone, we're free to be our true selves. We can explore our thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or the need to please others. This authenticity is vital for personal growth and self-understanding. However, while the value of being alone is undeniable, it is equally important to recognize the importance of social interaction. Humans are inherently social beings, and our connections with others play a critical role in our happiness and mental well-being. Social interactions provide support, enable shared experiences, and foster a sense of belonging. They allow us to share our joys, sorrows, and discoveries, contributing to our emotional and psychological development. The key, therefore, lies in finding the right balance between these two states. This balance is not a one-size-fits-all formula. It varies from person to person, depending on individual needs, personalities, and circumstances. For some, a greater proportion of time might need to be spent in social settings to fulfill their emotional and psychological needs, while for others, more time spent alone might be essential for their well-being. Achieving this balance requires introspection and self-awareness. It involves understanding our needs and respecting our limits. It means recognizing when we need to withdraw from the world to recharge and when we need to engage with others to enrich our lives. This awareness can be cultivated through practices like mindfulness and self-reflection, helping us to tune into our mental and emotional states. Furthermore, balancing social life and time alone is not just about quantity, but also about quality. Quality social interactions where we feel genuinely connected and engaged can be deeply fulfilling. Similarly, the quality of our time alone matters. It's not just about being alone, but about how we use that time. Whether we spend it engaging in activities that nurture our soul, reflecting on our experiences, or simply resting and rejuvenating. Tamim Ansari's perspective on the space for authenticity and personal freedom that being alone provides is a crucial component of this balance. It reminds us that while social interactions are essential, they should not come at the cost of losing our authentic selves. The freedom to hear our own thoughts and be true to ourselves is just as important as the joy and fulfillment we derive from our relationships with others. The balance between social life and personal time is a dynamic and ongoing process. It requires conscious effort and continuous adjustment. It's about creating a life where we can enjoy the company of others while also cherishing the moments we spend alone. By achieving this balance, we can live a life that is not only fulfilling but also authentic, a life where we can be true to ourselves and still be an integral part of the social world around us. This balance is not just desirable, it's essential for our overall well-being and happiness. Whosoever is delighted in solitude is either a wild beast or a god. Aristotle's statement intriguingly captures the extremes of how solitude has been perceived across different eras and philosophies. This quote highlights the notion that embracing and finding joy in being alone has often been seen as a trait of either the divine or the untamed, suggesting a departure from what is ordinary or expected in societal norms. This stark perspective invites us to delve into the various philosophical viewpoints on loneliness and being alone, spanning from ancient teachings to modern thought. Eastern philosophy, particularly Buddhism and Taoism, has long valued the practice of withdrawing from societal noise to seek inner peace and enlightenment. In Buddhism, the concept of solitude is often associated with meditation and the journey towards nirvana, a state of liberation from suffering and the cycle of rebirth. Solitude in this context is seen as a means to delve deeper into the mind, to understand the nature of reality and self. It is in the quiet moments of meditation that Buddhists believe one can gain insight into the true nature of existence, leading to inner peace and spiritual awakening. Taoism, another influential school of thought in Eastern philosophy, also places great emphasis on harmony with the natural world and the self. Solitude is valued as a state that allows for a deeper connection with the Tao, the fundamental principle that is the source of everything. In Taoism, being alone is seen as an opportunity to align oneself with the natural rhythms of the universe, fostering a sense of balance and tranquility. In contrast, Western philosophy, particularly Stoicism and existentialism, offers a different perspective on being alone. Stoicism, an ancient Greek philosophy, views solitude as an opportunity to develop self-sufficiency and resilience. Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius advocated for the importance of being content with one's own company and using solitude as a time to reflect on and practice virtue. They believed that true happiness comes from within and is not dependent on external circumstances or relationships. Existentialism, a more modern philosophical movement, also places significant value on being alone, but for slightly different reasons. Existentialist thinkers like Jean-Paul Sartre and Friedrich Nietzsche emphasize the importance of individual existence, freedom, and choice. For existentialists, being alone is crucial for authentic existence. It is in moments of isolation that individuals confront the absurdity of life and the burden of freedom, leading to a more authentic and self-aware existence. In the realm of modern thought, contemporary psychologists and authors have continued to explore the role of being alone in personal development and mental health. The perspective has shifted from seeing solitude solely as a spiritual or philosophical practice to understanding its psychological benefits. Modern psychology recognizes the importance of being alone for mental health, creativity, and emotional regulation. It is seen as a time for self-reflection, self-care, and personal growth. Authors like Susan Cain, in her book, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, have highlighted the societal undervaluation of being alone and introversion, advocating for a better understanding and appreciation of these states. Aristotle's observation that those who delight in being alone are akin to gods or wild beasts speaks to the ancient recognition of the exceptional nature of solitude. It acknowledges that finding contentment and joy in being alone is a departure from the norm, a trait seen in those who have transcended common societal tendencies. This perspective resonates through the ages, from Eastern philosophy's view of solitude as a path to enlightenment, to Western philosophy's emphasis on solitude for authenticity and self-sufficiency, and into modern understandings of the psychological benefits of spending time alone. Each of these perspectives contributes to a richer understanding of the value of solitude. In Buddhism, solitude is not merely a physical state, but a mental and spiritual discipline. The practice of solitary meditation, known as bhavana, is central to Buddhist practice. It is in the quiet and seclusion of meditation that one can observe the workings of the mind, understand the nature of desire, and ultimately transcend the cycle of suffering. The Buddhist perspective thus views solitude as essential for deep spiritual growth and enlightenment. This view underscores the idea that true peace and happiness come from within, rather than from external sources. Taoism, with its emphasis on living in harmony with the Tao, views solitude as a means to connect with the natural order of things. The Taoist sage seeks solitude to better understand the flow of the universe and to cultivate a way of life that is in harmony with it. This involves a deep listening and attuning to both the external world and the inner self. The Taoist approach to being alone is thus one of active engagement with the world in its most fundamental aspect, suggesting that solitude can bring about a profound understanding and acceptance of the nature of existence. Turning to Western philosophy, Stoicism's approach to solitude is grounded in the cultivation of inner strength and independence. The Stoic finds in solitude the opportunity to practice virtue and develop an inner citadel, impervious to the fluctuations of fortune and external circumstances. This perspective suggests that solitude can be used as a training ground for developing resilience, emotional regulation, and a deep sense of contentment that is not reliant on external validation or social interaction. Existentialism, with its focus on individual freedom and authenticity, sees solitude as essential to the project of self-definition. In the absence of external influences and societal pressures, the individual is free to explore and define their essence. For existentialists, solitude is thus a state where one can confront the fundamental questions of existence, make authentic choices, and create meaning in a seemingly indifferent universe. In the modern psychological context, the role of being alone is multifaceted. It is seen as crucial for cognitive development, emotional regulation, and creativity. Psychologists recognize the need for periods of solitude to process experiences, reflect on emotions, and develop a coherent sense of self. Authors and thought leaders in contemporary society advocate for a reevaluation of the role of solitude, challenging the stigma associated with being alone and highlighting the numerous benefits it brings. The exploration of diverse philosophical perspectives on loneliness reveals a rich tapestry of thought. From the Eastern practices that see solitude as a path to spiritual enlightenment and harmony with the universe, to the Western philosophies that emphasize its role in cultivating resilience and authenticity, to modern psychological understandings of its benefits for mental health and personal growth. Each perspective offers valuable insights into the multifaceted nature of solitude. Aristotle's analogy of the solitary individual as akin to a god or wild beast thus serves as a poignant reminder of the extraordinary nature of solitude and its profound impact on human existence. As we end our exploration into the nature of solitude and loneliness, it's important to reflect on the key insights gleaned from various philosophical, psychological, and personal perspectives. Throughout this journey, we've delved into the depths of what it means to be alone, the profound impact it can have on our personal growth, creativity, resilience, inner peace, and authenticity. We've seen how different cultures and philosophical schools view solitude and how these views have evolved over time to shape our modern understanding of this essential human experience. The journey of embracing solitude is not just about discovering the joy and enrichment it brings, but also about understanding and overcoming the fear of loneliness. It involves differentiating between the state of being physically alone and the emotional experience of loneliness. By embracing periods of solitude, we open ourselves to a world of self-discovery and personal growth. We learn to appreciate our own company, understand our deepest desires and fears, and develop a robust sense of self-reliance and independence. The quiet moments spent in self-reflection are invaluable. They are the moments where we grow the most. Moreover, the creative power of solitude cannot be overstated. History is replete with artists, writers, scientists, and thinkers who have found their most profound ideas in the silence of their own company. Solitude provides the space for our thoughts to breathe, for our creativity to flourish, and for our ideas to take shape. It is in these moments that we often find the insights that propel us forward, breaking through barriers and transcending limitations. The significance of solitude isn't just in what we achieve during these times, but also in how it enriches our interactions with the world and with others. A balanced life is one that values both solitude and social interaction. Each complements the other. Solitude enriches our social experiences, and our social experiences, in turn, enrich our moments of solitude. This balance is crucial for a fulfilling and well-rounded life. As we've seen through diverse philosophical perspectives, the value of solitude has been recognized and celebrated across cultures and eras. From the introspective paths of Eastern philosophies to the resilience and authenticity espoused by Western thought and the psychological well-being highlighted by modern thinkers, solitude is a golden thread weaving through the tapestry of human experience. The journey into understanding and embracing solitude is a deeply personal and transformative one. It challenges us to confront our fears, explore our inner worlds, and emerge stronger, more creative, and more authentically ourselves. It teaches us that being alone does not mean being lonely. Instead, it means being in touch with a part of ourselves that is rich, vibrant, and full of potential. Let us step into the embrace of solitude with courage and openness. Let us discover the treasures that lie within our own minds and hearts. Let's remember that in the quiet moments of being alone, we are in the company of the most important person in our lives, ourselves. And in these moments, we have the opportunity to grow, to create, to reflect, and to become the best versions of ourselves. Remember, solitude is not just a state of being, it's a state of becoming. It's where we meet ourselves, where we dance with our thoughts, where we nurture our dreams, and where we forge our paths. Embrace it, cherish it, and let it guide you to a life of depth, fulfillment, and authentic happiness.